Thread and From Positive Philosophy by Auguste Comte. About the author. Auguste Comte, a founder of sociology, believes aspects of our world can be known solely through observation and reason. Although he rejects the existence of theoretical entities, he believes all explanation and prediction are based on lawful succession, not causality, for he thought causality was not reducible to observation. In his view, each of the individual sciences has unique features, and just like social processes, pass through three stages. The theological based on supernatural powers, the metaphysical based on abstract ideas, and the positive or scientific based on relationships among empirical facts. His development of positivism not only interested J.S. Mill, but also influenced the development of 20th century logical positivism. About the work. In his Cours de Philosophie Positive, Comte explains how societies evolve in accordance with natural law. The three stages discussed here, the theological military, the metaphysical transitional, and the scientific industrial, he argues, progress according to the law of social development. Furthermore, he advocates a historical method of study for social science based on empirical methods. The reading selection Cours de Philosophie Positive. In order to explain properly the true nature and peculiar character of the positive philosophy, it is indispensable that we should first take a brief survey of the progressive growth of the human mind, viewed as a whole, for no idea can be properly understood apart from its history. Fundamental law of development. In thus studying the total development of human intelligence in its different spheres of activity, from its first and simplest, beginning up to our own time, I believe that I have discovered a great fundamental law to which the mind is subjected by an invariable necessity. The truth of this law can, I think, be demonstrated both by reasoned proofs furnished by knowledge of our mental organization and by historical verification due to an attentive study of the past. This law consists in the fact that each of our principal conceptions, each branch of our knowledge, passes in succession through three different theoretical states: the theological or fictitious state, the metaphysical or abstract state, and the scientific or positive state. In other words, the human mind by its very nature makes use successively in each of its researches of three methods of philosophizing, whose characters are essentially different and even radically opposed to each other. We have first the theological method, then the metaphysical method, and finally the positive method. Hence there are three kinds of philosophy, or general systems of conceptions, and the aggregate of phenomena, which are mutually exclusive of each other. The first is the necessary starting point of human intelligence. The third represents its fixed and definite state. The second is only destined to serve as a transitional method. The theological state. In the theological state, the human mind directs its researches mainly toward the inner nature of beings, and toward the first and final causes of all the phenomena, which it observes, in a word, toward absolute knowledge. It therefore represents these phenomena as being produced by the direct and continuous action of more or less numerous supernatural agents, whose arbitrary intervention explains all the apparent anomalies of the universe. The metaphysical state. In the metaphysical state, which is in reality only a simple general modification of the first state, the supernatural agents are replaced by abstract forces, real entities or personified abstractions, inherent in the different beings of the world. These entities are looked upon as capable of giving rise by themselves to all the phenomena observed, each phenomenon being explained by assigning it to its corresponding entity. The positive state. Finally, in the positive state, the human mind, recognizing the impossibility of obtaining absolute truth, gives up the search after the origin and destination of the universe and the knowledge of the final causes of phenomena. It only endeavors now to discover, by well-combined use of reasoning and observation, the actual laws of phenomena, that is to say, their invariable relations of succession and likeness. The explanation of facts, thus reduced to its real terms, consists henceforth only in the connection established between different particular phenomena and some general facts, the number of which the progress of science tends more and more to diminish. Thus completes the retina of positive philosophy, by Auguste Comte, under a new free documentation license. This file in this and other formats is available on the internet at philosophy.lander.edu.